Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. One, two, three, four.
Sawbones, Baron Tour of Misguided Medicine. I'm your co-host, Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Huh. They were about the same that time. Weird. What a thrill it is to be back here in Portland, Oregon. I think our first show here was at the Aladdin Theater, which is a beautiful venue in its own right. And it is such a thrill to be here with all of you in this fine city.
I still remember sitting backstage at that theater holding a little baby Charlie fast asleep, listening to you guys do your show.
Yeah, all those great gags everybody treasures. back when they were good. I used to like those guys.
She was just running up and down the hallways, screaming her head off right before we came out here. And we were like, please stop. She's fine. She's happy. It was happy screams. We're like, stop. She's
fine screaming.
Don't scream.
Please stop screaming.
If you hear her screaming, she's fine.
Yeah.
She's just
So we're here in Oregon.
Establish the place.
Establish that. It's important because Sydney, take it away.
So we always like to do episodes that are themed around the place that we are when we do live shows. And we were thinking about Oregon and what do we know about Oregon? Well, when I think about Oregon and diseases, the Oregon Trail always comes to mind. An actual trail and also a game that many of us, a computer game that many of us played, and a great episode of Teen Titans Go.
Yeah,
also.
Excellent episode.
Yeah, one of the top five. We've seen them all 30 times each, and that's one of the top five easily.
So as Oregon Trail, or as I assume you all know it, the trail, where does that bring us to in terms of Sawbones, the podcast, Sydney?
So I was thinking there were a lot of diseases that you could get on the Oregon Trail, both the game and like the actual trail. And it would be fun if we kind of played a game.
Of Oregon Trail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will use our family as patients.
So we're all of us, the McElroys and Smurls pilot into a big Conestoga.
Yeah, although actually they probably wouldn't have ridden in them. That would put a lot of burden on the animals to drag them. You usually just walked along. I know, I learned this. You usually just walked along beside unless you were like,
I'd ride
super little or sick. No, you usually
they're like,
you didn't get to ride. I learned this. So they're like,
yeah, but they're like my oxen, so I think I'll ride.
But they have to get you all the way.
Yeah, bottom.
All the way. Do you know where the Oregon Trail actually like the span of it?
Well, one ends in Oregon.
That's good. The end in Oregon is like here. It's the Willamette Valley. That's where we are. Right?
Cool.
That's where Portland is. I looked it up on a map. And it started all the way at the Missouri River, so it was like 2,170 miles.
Was it like that, or was it exactly that?
It was exactly that. I looked that up. And it was very popular from the years 1846 to 1869, something around 400,000 people.
Nice. Thank you.
Good. This is your fault. This is your fault.
Good work. 1869 doesn't actually count. Defo, different number, but I appreciate the spirit.
And that's when the Transcontinental Railroad was finished, and people were like, that might be better than this wagon thing, because so many people got sick and died on the journey. Like 16,000, I think, is the estimated.
So what can I do to impact this?
Okay, well, what do you want to be? Like, where's your role on the wagon train?
I should be the doctor. If our whole family's on there, I should be the doctor.
Do you feel qualified?
I have listened to at least 2/3 of a medical history podcast for 200 and some episodes at this point. So I feel roughly equally equipped to a pioneer doctor. I feel like if you were the doctor, it would be unrealistic because you would know anachronistic things.
That, you know, there's actually some logic to that.
Thank you.
Are probably qualified to be a doctor in 1850. That's probably true.
Thank you. A pioneer doctor, they call me.
So
frontier medicine, that's okay. My thing. Hard learned.
Okay, doctor.
Wisdom of the hills.
All right, Dr. McElroy.
I need you to turn
the
your...
other Dr. McElroy.
Please, call me Dr. McElroy. can you turn... I need you to turn your laptop, because I don't want prying eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, the temptation
you don't
is too great.
Oh, that's true. You can't know what I'm going to kill off our
family. I don't want to... There's people who have a vantage point that's like... They're like, oh, bull crap. Look at it. He can see your screen. So I don't want to get... When I get all of these right, I don't want to be accused of malfeasance.
Well, okay, before I start with our ailing family, what have we brought on this wagon train?
Medicine.
Yeah. Do you want to try any, just any medicine that might have existed and maybe...
Cocaine.
That's actually fair. Yeah, they may, probably not, but they might have had, I mean, maybe somebody had cocaine.
Qui-Gon? Quinine. Quinine.
Quinine. Yeah.
Quinine.
Quinine.
Neosporin.
No. All right.
NyQuil?
No.
Ibuprofen.
Although NyQuil is a good example of the genre of medicine.
Right.
As in like it doesn't really do anything other than maybe makes you feel better about being sick. And then you get better.
Band-aids.
Okay, bandages.
Bandages, yeah. Okay, you're right. I forgot copyright trademark. We don't want to get into that. sticks? No, what? I'll find sticks there. I'm not going to burn down these friggin' prima donna oxen who apparently can't be bothered to carry their owner's weight. I'm not going to make them carry a bunch of super heavy sticks either.
So... Okay, this isn't terrible, this list. Just to give you an idea of what you might actually have brought. Okay. Actually, quinine is not a bad answer. We had figured out that quinine worked for malaria, and so we were using it for every fever that happened. That won't work. But they did do that. That was a popular medicine you would have. You would probably have some laudanum, which is opium, because... You're sick. We don't know how to fix you. Here's some opium. So you would probably have some of that. Whiskey was the cure-all to end all cure-alls. And it was usually like the number one thing you had in a medicine chest. You had your whiskey. So.
Got that.
I
was planning on bringing
that.
No, I didn't miss it. I just didn't know I had to count it among the medical supplies. I definitely brought it.
You probably had some vinegar, because vinegar is also, it's been a popular cure-all, so you would have been using that for lots of different stuff. Cholera, it was a popular treatment for, it doesn't work, but it was a popular treatment for that. Maybe some peppermint, that was good for stomach stuff. And then you forgot surgical instruments.
I did say bandages. I was going to craft the sticks into...
Wait, bandages as surgical instruments?
After you're done, you wrap up in bandages after you're done with surgery.
Uh-huh. So, some any guess?
Also, a
surgical instruments, any
needle
guess?
Driver, and a needle, and thread, and...
Okay.
For sutures.
That, hey, sure.
And also forceps, and that's it.
Okay. Well, probably not the forceps, but like a needle and thread. That was good.
Yeah.
That's good. A Thanks. Saw. A saw was essential.
Oh, no. This is going to get bad before it gets good, huh?
It's going to get bad.
Dang.
And you need a knife.
I'm going to saw my dad's leg off. Dang.
No scalpels. Butcher knife.
A knife.
And then usually like an awl, like a shoemaker's
awl.
Very popular surgical tool of the time for like prying various things.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
All right. So let's start with our family. Who gets sick first?
Griffin. Well, it's Griffin.
Griffin has arrived at our campsite. We've bedded down for the night. And Griffin shows up and he wraps on your tent or whatever. We probably don't have a tent.
Oh, wait,
it's like, hey, Justin.
Hello?
Griffin has diarrhea.
Okay. Okay, so why are you waking me up?
I understand. I know what you're thinking. Griffin always has diarrhea.
Right.
But... But this time, it's bad.
It's bad, okay.
Like, it won't stop.
Won't stop.
And it looks like water with just, like, some rice floating in it.
Ah.
It's bad.
Okay, so.
And his tummy hurts.
His tummy hurts. How are his eyes?
I mean, sad. Very sad.
Tears, a lot of tears. Okay. Griffin has cholera.
Hey, very good.
Thank you.
Griffin has cholera.
And now...
It felt like the right place to start. It was the most feared disease of the Oregon Trail.
Here's the thing, though. Before I would treat for cholera, I would have to monitor Griffin for at least 2 days to make sure if this is just 3 o'clock diarrhea... Or cholera diarrhea.
So your decision is to just monitor him for 48 hours? Is that your final answer?
No, it's not my final answer.
Are you sure?
Yes. Here's what I'm going to tell him to do.
Okay.
I'm going to say, listen, we don't have cholera figured out yet.
It's true.
But I'm going to give you some... I want you to drink a lot of water to keep you hydrated.
Okay.
And I want you to take some...
Some what?
Quinine.
Okay, well, you may have told him that.
To the shelf with the other medicines. Set it down, because you don't want to ingest it. No, you know what? I'm trying to be responsible as a frontier doctor. I don't want to give us all a bad name. I'm just going to tell him to drink a lot of water and hope for the best. Final answer.
Okay, that's actually not terrible advice, and there's a chance Griffin survives this one.
Somebody roll a d20. Sorry, I misspoke. A d-tummy.
So, depending on where...
Thank you, person with a loud laugh. I appreciate you. Very good. Better than I deserve. Appreciate you very much.
Depending on where he gets his water, because... then we could be getting into some other stuff. But depending on how clean this water he's ingesting, he may make it if he drinks enough, because that was the big problem with cholera, is you got dehydrated and you died. If you could maintain hydration, he might make it. You may actually have saved Griffin.
It's up to you, DM.
Well, yeah, Griffin is okay for the moment.
Yeah! Fire.
Just so you know, some other things. Opium was a really popular treatment for cholera, and opiates cause constipation. So actually, It didn't fix it, but you may have thought it was working. So that is something you could have tried. Turpentine enemas also. We would have accepted turpentine enemas. Those don't work, but they were popular.
All right, popular. So Griffin's saved. The medicines that escalate
macabre for the mouth. Hey, before we get back to the show, I wanted to take a brief moment to tell you about Fast Growing Trees. Now, this is an ad, but even if they weren't paying us, we have been talking to people about Fast Growing Trees a lot.
That's because they're great.
Yeah. We've had a great experience with them. You know what? They've made me so happy. They just delivered last week a big fiddle leaf fern, right? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Fiddle leaf fern?
I think that's what
fiddle
it's called.
Fiddle leaf fern. It's not their fault. I just don't know plants.
I keep wanting to put fig in there, but there's no fig in there.
I think it's just fiddle leaf fern.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the fig.
There's no fig.
No, but it's fiddle leaf fern. I call them Charlie Daniels plant. It's fiddle leaf fern.
Mm-hmm,
and it's been great. And they had great instructions for how to get him all settled and how to get him set up. Whatever. And that's just for an indoor thing. If you're outdoor, you tell them what your zip code is. They're going to help you pick the trees and plants that will do really well in your area. And other plants that they cross-pollinate well with. Like the whole... All the information.
We're all growing apple trees up here now.
Yep. Sydney's folks have an apple tree from Fast Growing Trees that I just saw last night just started blooming. It looks beautiful. And they're having a great success there. We've got a couple apple trees here. It's been a fantastic thing. And they're great with service. Like you can call and they're going to help you out with the products. It's a great company, and I'm pretty excited to work with them. This spring, they have the best deals for your yard, up to half off on select plants, and other deals at fastgrowingtrees.com/sawbones. And listeners to our show get 15% off their first purchase when using the code Sawbones at checkout. Now's the perfect time to plant. Use Sawbones to save today. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Now we just went back to sleep, and now your dad's here.
Oh God, Dad, go to sleep. Yes, I heard about Griffin's diarrhea. He lives. Trust me.
No, but he's worried because he also has diarrhea.
Oh God.
And he's gonna tell you this, whether you want to know it or not. His is bloody.
Bloody diarrhea. Okay, Mac. I told you to stop eating so much sugar. You have diabetes.
God, not the diabetes.
Does he have any other symptoms that seem out of place for him?
I mean, his tummy is really cramping.
Oh, your tummy's cramping, yeah. And you're pooping blood. Well, we can rule out cholera.
Mm-hmm. Because we already had that
from a narrative perspective.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not 100% certain what this is, but I'm going to say diphtheria.
No.
Is one of the wronger answers.
No. It's... starts with the same letter.
Diarrhea? We already... Well, dystopia? For me,
everybody knows it.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then you give me a hint, but whisper it, okay? 1, 2, 3. Dysentery, Sid. Is it dysentery?
Your dad's got dysentery.
Ah. Luckily, I always travel with a bunch of helpful ghosts, Dad. So I know that you have dysentery.
What are you going to tell him to do?
Drink lots of water. That's huge.
Here's the problem.
I want you to take some opium because it's going to constipate
you. Okay, okay. But the problem is he's drinking from this river, and right upstream... they're just a bunch of animals pooping in the river, and he keeps drinking from this river.
Well, so Mac, we can rule out the animals. That's nature. So we know it's not them making you sick. Have you cursed anybody lately, my friend, or done somebody wrong in a business deal? Anything like that? Okay, so we're gonna stick with water and opium.
Yeah.
To constipate you.
Well,
and just drink a lot of water.
So the good news is the water is helpful, and dysentery, he probably would be okay. So your dad's going to pull through.
Why is
but,
hold on,
but yeah. he's got a wicked laudanum monkey on his back now.
Okay, I did give
your
an opium addiction.
Your dad is so hooked on laudanum
My
now.
Dad's got an opium addiction now. Sydney.
That's on you, man.
All right. It was a little irresponsible to give my dad so much opium.
What? You could have said to soak his feet in Epsom salts, which is a popular remedy that
I didn't
work.
Know we had that. You didn't list that amongst our resources. Okay.
Okay.
Do we have a Holocaust cloak or a wheelbarrow you haven't mentioned to me yet?
Now, just a quick update. I will say Griffin has been drinking from this same river, so...
That's the next doctor's problem.
All right. Travis is sick.
Oh,
no.
Okay, why?
Oh, man. He's tired, and he's got a fever, and his throat is so sore.
Probably talk too much.
He's got a fever.
All right,
You're
let me talk
big
to
brother.
Him. Have you been talking too much? That's
I'm
subjective.
Really sick.
Yeah, okay. You're really sick. You got a fever. Your throat is scratchy. You've got any other symptoms?
Well, he's noticed that he's starting to have some trouble breathing. He feels like there's something like stuck back here, like a bunch of really thick mucus.
Got asthma. No, wait. He's got allergies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Allergies. Don't try to throw me off the track.
No.
Okay.
But you almost guessed this earlier. I mean, you did
diphtheria.
Guess it earlier. Yes, he's got diphtheria.
Yes!
So Travis has diphtheria. You don't ever see this anymore. You know why?
Why?
Vaccines.
Here's what I'm going to do for your diphtheria.
Yeah, so he's got, by the way, a pseudomembrane. It's like a big, thick coating of mucus.
I don't know anything about diphtheria. I thought it was a butt thing, clearly. But I'll now treat this disease that 2 minutes ago I thought was bloody diarrhea.
What are you going to do for his throat?
Cough drops.
We don't have those.
We have Fisherman's Friend, probably. Mm-mm. Water. But not the animal dookie water. I've been reading some literature, everybody. And Stink River is off limits.
Now, do you have any other ideas? He's really having trouble breathing now, man. You gotta do something.
Okay, somebody give me a ballpoint pen.
Are you gonna George Clooney this?
I'm gonna George Clooney it. I'll take out the ink part, Ovs, jam it into his throat.
Okay, for the moment, you've saved his life.
What?
For the moment. We're just going to let go all the infections that are going to happen as a result of this. But at the moment,
I'll tape it up, tape it in.
A tracheostomy is actually something they used to do for diphtheria because they didn't know how else to treat. We didn't have antibiotics. They didn't know how to treat it. And so
help
people breathe.
Clue. I think I just got a pro tip. I'll give him some antibiotics.
Well, we don't have those, but... Okay.
Dadgummit.
You could have also, and I'm glad you didn't choose this because it would not have been a good outcome. You could have also said, I want to take a piece of bacon sprinkled with black pepper and wrap it around his throat, which was a very common treatment.
I had that on a Blue Star donut upstairs.
It's a big old piece of bacon. That wouldn't work. Man, you're doing good. Everybody's living so far. I mean, Griffin is definitely still pooping, but...
But he's always pooping. I've got him back to his normal standard of life.
Now Teresa's sick.
Aw, man.
I know.
I like her. It's all been so easy up to this point.
And like everybody else, she's having some tummy troubles, but she's also got a rash. She's also got a headache. She's got a high fever. And just to throw this in there, we just made it through the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, she's got Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Maybe.
Come on.
So it was common on the Oregon Trail to be diagnosed with mountain fever. That's what it was called, mountain fever. And it basically meant you were in the mountains and then you got a fever. Mountain fever. It may have been, in some cases, Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Okay. Griffin had that,
so
for real.
Yeah.
Remember?
I know. That's why I didn't give it to Griffin.
Yeah, it would have been too real.
Too
he would have had some flashbacks.
Yeah. That seemed mean. It also might have been something called Colorado tick fever. It could have been typhoid. It could have been scarlet fever. It could have been all kinds of different things. Nobody knew. It was just a fever. You've been in the mountains. You have a fever. What do you do for every fever?
Opium.
Maybe, but quinine.
Quinine, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work, but that's what they probably would have done.
Okay, I gave Teresa quinine.
But let's say that she had one of the less egregious fevers, and Teresa's okay.
Oh, all right, yay! I'm a great doctor.
Now, my mom has also shown up with a rash.
No. Oh, man. Okay.
She's got these big flat spots all over. They're like kind of pinkish rose colored. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty bad rash. Her stomach hurts. She doesn't really want to eat anything.
Okay, so she doesn't want to eat anything. She's got a rash.
Yeah.
It is scarlet fever.
No.
God.
What's my mom's first name?
Oh, she's got typhoid.
Yeah, I gave my mom typhoid.
Okay. Oh, because typhoid Mary. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So she has typhoid.
Yeah.
Now, this one I'm going to treat properly because I don't want your mom to be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give her...
That's fair.
Rock candy. And that's just... I give that to everybody to kind of buoy their spirits. And...
Give her some whiskey.
Give some whiskey and water. Not together, but also together, but a lot of water, not from Stink River. And I'll give her some ibuprofen.
We don't have that.
I'll give her some quinine.
Yeah, you probably would have. You may have also put some leeches on her. I hope you didn't.
Let's say I did. It's been so easy.
Are you trying to ensure that my mother succumbs to typhoid fever before this episode is over?
No, I want your mom to live. So I gave her quinine and water.
Yeah. And
the rock candy, which may or may not help. I don't know.
Let's just say she got better, but now she's cooking dinner for all of us.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's terrible news.
Oh, man. That's the Oregon Trail. You knew it was coming. In the meantime, my little sister Riley, her only 18 years old, and she shows up, and she's got a fever, and she's got this rash. It's a bunch of red dots. It started up at the top. It's like a bucket of paint dumped over her head, slowly spread down. She's got a cough. She's got coryza, which means, like, runny nose.
Is it measles?
You got it.
Yes! All right. How's her water intake? No, I'm going to give her measles.
Let me give you a clue. It was very important at the time not to let it go back in. That was the thought, that measles was coming out, and that's what the rash was.
Okay.
And if you didn't do certain things, it would go in.
Nail clippers or scissors to clip the
No. Oh, no, no, no. So a variety of ways to make sure that it doesn't go in.
A suction cup? A little one? Tiny plunger?
I mean, like, fake medicine stuff.
A Biore Pore Perfect strip?
So you're not going to give her any tea made with sheep droppings?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what she needs. It's 1850. That's what it was.
Listen, I'm not going to save them all, okay? I knew she had measles, and then I hung my head sadly. I'm afraid it's measles. There's nothing more I can do. I'm so sorry.
The good news is she's probably going to be okay.
Man, I'm good at this.
Not because you did anything. You didn't do anything.
Just like measles aren't a big deal?
No, measles are a huge deal, but most people aren't going to die.
Statistically speaking, she's fine. Okay.
But they are a big deal, which is why, again, not to sound like a broken record, but it's really important to get your vaccines because then you don't get measles like my sister. Speaking of my sisters, my other sister, Taylor.
Okay. What she got?
She looks really cool about it. She's sick, but she looks super cool because she's pretty pale. And she's got this great cough that's bloody sometimes.
She's got tuberculosis.
But she's gotten really good at poker as a result.
I know this one already. I'm going to give her water and laudanum.
Probably, yeah. Are you going to tell her, just keep on
going west.
We're already, keep on trucking.
You are already doing the thing that is most advantageous to you is get to an arid climb.
Mm-hmm.
So do that and laudanum. Lots of it, as much as you can stand. There are no risks that we have found. Don't ask my dad. He's high. So you can't trust him and his opinions on laudanum.
One popular treatment you may have recommended is smoke some cigarettes. They're really good for tuberculosis.
Win some, lose some. Who's next?
Rachel's sick. Her gums are bleeding. She's got a rash. She's so tired.
Want to phone a friend? If you know the answer, please shout it.
That's right. She's scurvy. Got scurvy.
Scurvy. I'm going to give her some water. I know what I would actually give her. It's this time of period. You know what? They might have known this. Lemons. And you, lots of them.
You may have heard this by now. So
listen,
yeah.
I've heard a rumor.
I'm going to let you actually fix Rachel. Everybody else maybe got better on their own, but you actually fixed Rachel.
Rachel, listen. I heard a rumor in a newspaper, and I know this is going to sound silly, but I want you to eat a lime, and it will fix your disease. It doesn't sound any dumber than any other things we've said, right? Just now, eat this whole lime.
If you didn't have any citrus fruits, which I'm going to be honest, even if you knew this, you probably don't. You may have recommended drinking vinegar because it's kind of tangy, like citrus. And so there were a lot of overlaps. Like, well, vinegar, it seems similar.
I'm so tragically sorry, but we have no limes.
All right.
What happened,
we're
Rachel?
Almost through. Oh, didn't we have a lemon? Let's say we had a lemon.
You said we didn't have any.
I said you might not have.
Okay. Yes, fine. We had a lemon. Okay. You're the DM. You're kind of soft-hearted to do this gig.
I am. I don't want to kill off our family. It doesn't matter. Mom's still cooking dinner for us, and she's got typhoid. So yeah, we all go in the end.
Kind of a fun nihilistic streak. Go ahead, Sid.
My dad didn't want the bison to go to waste that we were supposed to have finished off 2 weeks ago. It's been sitting out. It's the summer. He's got the summer complaint. That's what it was called, folks. The summer complaint.
What was it called?
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
Yeah.
That was called the summer complaint? I think you're talking about a symptom. Sorry.
No. Because, like, it would sit out, like, your meat and get hot. And
I would give him a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And hang in there, man. I'm all out of rock candy, or I'd treat you to some of that.
He's another one. He's going to be okay, other than please don't eat all that old bison anymore.
But I didn't figure it out.
Paul's been struck by lightning.
Oh, no. What did Paul... What do I do for Paul?
I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing.
He shouldn't have been carrying that mic stand in that thunderstorm. And now Paul's tragically... So I can't save Paul?
No, you can't save Paul.
Paul died. Paul did die. We're all going to bury Paul.
He got struck by lightning. What do you want?
Listen, everybody, if we could just take one moment of silence for Paul. It's a great time to visit paulandstorm.com. Listen to some of his music. That's what he would have wanted. I'm sure it's on iTunes. I think it's what he would have wanted.
Now, Justin...
I miss Paul.
While you were out wandering the prairie, thinking about how much you miss your friend Paul... You've tragically been bitten by a snake.
What? The doctor can't doctor himself.
You're going to have to. What are you going to do? You just got bitten. Hurry. What
this
are you going to do?
This is the time when I'm calling all my friends that I've saved throughout the entire game and summon each of their crystals to have him.
The rest of us are slowly dying of typhoid right now. So okay. quick, what are you going to do?
I got to save myself. I'll suck out the poison and swallow it.
It's not working. It's not working. It's spreading. The legs gotta go.
Aw, dunk. All right. Well, I know what I have to do. And then I died. Wow, charming. Hey, thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you to Paul and our whole family for dying. And listen, we've got a book coming out on October 9th called The Sawbones Book. If you have not pre-ordered it, I beg of you, please, bit.ly/The Sawbones Book. Please pre-order it. It really would mean the world to us. Thanks to taxpayers for using sort of song Medicines as the intro and outro of our program. And that's going to do it for us, Sid, right?
Yeah, hey? I think, yeah.
Come into the light with me, Justin.
I'm coming, Dead Paul. I'm coming.
All are welcome.
You're Justin again next week for Sawbones. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
As always, don't drill a hole in your head. See ya.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.